Progress check 1. Exercise 2, page 22. In this section, you will hear an extended monologue. Before listening to the passage, you will read questions. You will listen to the passage twice, and then you will answer a series of questions. Travel writing. Questions 1 to 5 are based on the following public lecture. Read questions 1 to 5 now. Okay, now listen to the lecture, Travel Writing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Clarice Jefferson, and I'm a travel writer. Now, I know what a lot of you may be thinking. That must be such an easy job, getting paid to have a holiday. But I'm here to tell you that, just like trying to define left and right to an alien, it's not as easy as you might initially think. Ponder that for a moment. How would you do that? It's not as straightforward as it sounds, and neither is travel writing. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication to succeed in this field. But if you work at it, it can be extremely rewarding. Now, I've been a travel writer for 10 years, and I've witnessed a lot of wannabe writers come and go. And one of the major stumbling blocks I've seen new writers trip over is not having a focal point to their writing. Travel writing, as with any piece of prose, be it a dramatic news story or a colorful feature, has to have a purpose to it, with the crucial points of where, when, who, how, and what woven into it to fulfill that purpose. It's no good just planning to write about a trip to London before working out why you would go to London in the first place. London is the destination, not the story itself. You must have a goal. A unique angle, if you like, to attract your readers. You also have to be able to overcome your inhibitions and let go, because some of the best stories come from where you might least expect. So, to enjoy success in your writing, you have to go with a plan, but be willing to follow up new avenues of information when they arise, which they will. In other words, be prepared to throw your itinerary out the window and ask questions. Lots of questions. That's another area where you have to let go. Be adventurous and talk to taxi drivers when they're driving you somewhere. Or get your hair cut and talk to the hairdresser. Really, anyone can be a source of information. Even the most observant person can fail if they don't ask questions. Just bite the bullet and talk. Much of the information you get might be worthless, but if you're lucky, there could be a few nuggets of gold in there. They're also an invaluable source of quotes. That's an important element you must have in your piece. It's one of the ways to make it come alive to the reader. And no matter what you hear, you must write it down. Every experienced travel writer always has a notebook with them to record the sights, concentrating on the sounds and smells of a place as well as the visuals. This is essential when you come to piece your article together. It allows you to show the reader what you experienced rather than tell them. Be descriptive, but don't use generic words like beautiful, stunning, and breathtaking, because these mean nothing to the reader. Your description should paint a picture of all the aspects that make up the image so the reader can see themselves there and feel what it was like. It's a good idea to hire a guide. They know the place better than you and can often point you in the right direction, even if it's just a guide in a museum or gallery. They work there, so have to live in the area, and going local is very important to travel writers. They have to discover something that no other travel guidebook has, or what's the point of their article if it's just a rehash of every other piece out there? Plus, you get to see the place in a new light, giving you the added bonus of experiencing the new. And always remember to kiss. Now, I'm not talking about getting overtly friendly with the locals. No, I mean use the acronym KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Your readers aren't looking for a literary work of art. They just want to find out why they should visit a particular place. So don't get carried away.